Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show, How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend, Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
I don't know about y'all, even though it's only Tuesday, I think I need to pick me up already.
You okay? I just said we were a pretty day it was, but okay?
Not for me. JK, JK.
When Jess has a dilemma and is put to the test, she turns to her family because nieces know best.
Wow. You all right, bro?
Yeah, I'm good.
Are you?
The girls are here to save the day.
All right, let's get into Nieces Know Best. If you're new to this, I want you to think of this as like, remember you came home on Friday night and like turned on TGIF or Full House, Family Matters. What else was a TGIF?
Growing Pains,
Boy Meets World, one of those shows. This is like kind of the radio equivalent of that, and we do it with Jess and her nieces. If you don't know Jess's nieces, let's introduce you to them.
Yeah, so I'm really close with my family, and all my family is on the West Coast. So once a week, I talk to my nieces, Abby and Maya. Abby is 13, Maya is 10, and just about different things that are going on in my life because I think that kids are the most transparent and unapologetically honest to human beings on the planet.
So what's happening with you?
Well, okay, so my birthday is this week and Garage Boy and I had our big like New York City trip planned, and I think because now it's the week of and wow, our friends are starting to like trickle into town into New York who we were supposed to meet up with.
Are they starting
to get a little sad. Yeah, because it's my birthday and also Garage Boy's best friend's birthday. Oh, so we like typically celebrate it together.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, they're still going. So that's why, you know, it's still a little sad. So I really wanted to turn to my nieces on like, what do you do when just stuff doesn't work out?
Okay, so this Thursday is my birthday. And we originally had this New York City birthday trip planned. And I was going to go see Wicked on Broadway in New York for the very first time. But unfortunately, when Uncle Gerald's car got broken into, they did a lot of damage and we had to cancel the trip because that's the smartest thing for us to do right now. But I am definitely bummed because we had been really looking forward to that trip. So I wanted to ask you for advice. Like, what do you do when things don't work out? Like, how do you make yourself feel better during those situations? Abby, you go first.
I give myself time to be upset because it's a very valid reaction and I'm allowed to be upset over things I was looking forward to. Mm-hmm. But after that, I try to focus on things that make me happy, like watch a show or bake something to just take my mind off of it.
Aw, I love that. Thanks, Ab. That's awesome. Maya, what do you think?
So in like this situation, I understand that you have to like fix his car and stuff. But what I would do if this happened to me, then I'll try to do happy things like call my friends or hang out with people or even play Animal Crossing.
Thanks, Mai. Thanks, you guys. Those are really good ideas. I love you.
Love you.
Love you too.
In Maya's world, Animal Crossing is always the answer. And I love that. I love that for her. It's always the answer. Always.
Have you considered just playing Animal Crossing?
I think I have to at this point, right? At this point, I have to.
Dude, I didn't realize they were all still going.
Yeah.
That like, almost makes it. I knew like you guys weren't going, so I just thought maybe everyone wasn't going. But no, I didn't realize everybody was still going except for the two of you.
Yeah. Yeah, Grad Boy and I got to sit this one out.
Did I tell you my mom was so sad about this that she started offering up different cars,
what?
Being like, would they like to borrow this car to go there?
Your mom is so
like,
sweet.
She really wanted you to see it.
I love her.
I've been doing radio for a long time, and I usually know how to get out of a segment and like kind of twist it and make it feel better. I don't know how to save this.
No,
this,
and
this
that's okay. No,
this
that's okay. I think that's why I really wanted to talk to the girls because, like, okay, this whole birthday thing. Am I bummed? Yeah, but like, is it the end of the world? No. And I just love their, and this is why we do this segment. Like the pureness of it. She's like, I'm gonna. But go bake a cake and I'm gonna play Animal Crossing. You know what I mean?
I'm like, absolutely.
So this weekend, Garage Boy and I have like different things planned just to like have like a fun weekend between the two of us, and that's okay. Like, and I think that obviously this is just for fun. This is on a very small scale, but you don't always get what you want in life. You can't always do the fun things, especially being an adult. You can't always afford to do the fun things, and you have to make smart decisions.
Damn.
And you make the best of your situation. And I'm hoping, I'm gonna knock on some kind of wood, that the weather's gonna be nice this weekend.
Yeah.
It's okay.
And then we can
still enjoy, you know, the sunshine. And if it's not, I will still have a cocktail in the rain as well.
Ain't nothing slowing you down.
No.
Damn. All right, there goes Nisa's Know Best.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.